Welcome back to The Read.
Hey guys.
I'm Kifuri.
I'm Crystal.
And this is episode 4.
I know, I can't believe it.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who has been showing all the support and all of the wonderful feedback that we've been getting from everyone. Surprisingly, we're like top 10 on iTunes.
I actually can't deal with that. Like mentally, every time somebody says so, I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go to bed. Like,
yeah, I didn't know there was like a list for podcasts.
Right. I didn't even know they ranked podcasts. So I was just...
It's just really amazing. So thank you so much to everyone who's been, you know, supporting us and listening and subscribing. You can go to iTunes now and subscribe to The Read. It's even under New and Noteworthy.
That is just unbelievable. So yeah, definitely if you haven't subscribed on iTunes yet, if you want to do so, please feel free. That would be super dope. But thanks so much for all the support, you guys. It has just been really overwhelming and great. We feel really blessed.
So that was the angelic portion of the show. Now let's get into the
show. That's over.
First of all, first and fucking foremost, we must discuss, like, I don't give a fuck about anything else. We have to talk about Beyonce.
Yes, ma'am.
And her new song that just came out like early this week, Sunday or sometime.
Woo! And she just came for every last one of these bitches' scalps.
Listen, the edges are scattered.
They're gone, sis. They're worldwide. In the Hudson River. They're floating down.
They're floating down.
They no longer exist.
To the bottom of the fucking sea. So the song is called Bow Down / I've Been On.
Mm-hmm.
Produced by Hit Boy and Timbaland and some other niggas who don't need to be named.
Oh, okay.
And the production is amazing. And it's just a really aggressive, like, hip hop influenced song where Beyonce is basically telling all these hoes to bow down to her feet and kiss her pinky ring. Because they could fucking never.
That's it. Pretty much.
So what do you think?
Well, first of all, Hit-Boy took down the video sometime between yesterday and today. But he actually posted a video to his YouTube account where he recreated how he made the beat.
Oh, I saw that.
That was pretty fucking sick. I was just like, wow, like, yeah, damn. But so listen, Sunday when I heard the song, I got home. We were actually at brunch together. And when I got home... checked, you know, Twitter and everybody's talking about this song. I log on.
Yep.
And I, at very first listen, I was just like, I feel like my soul has been snatched. It was just like, this can't be real. Like, I could not believe it. And so I had to replay it over and over and over again. And then I just started to think about the devastated faces of all the lessers when they heard this song and knew that Beyonce finally, after so many years of being better than pretty much
everybody,
finally came out and said, you know what, bitch, you might talk your shit, but at the end of the day, bitch, everything about me shits on your entire existence. And there's nothing you can do.
And there is nothing that you can do about it.
Bitch, my baby was on Billboard 3 days after she was born, bitch. You will never.
Like, you could never
Beyonce
catch
reached,
up to me.
Beyonce reached right back to Houston and said, I'm about to show you hoes.
Where the fuck I come from.
That's it.
And what the fuck we do where I'm from. And how I will demolish your entire existence. Look, this song came out. And like I said before, I really feel like Beyonce just gathered every artist's, like, self-esteem and all of their hopes and all of their dreams. And she just urinated.
She did.
All over it.
It's like people were... I didn't even really care about other people's reactions. It was just like, I'm listening to this and it's like, all I could think was finally. She has been so sweet and so humble in almost every interview, on almost every song. There are a couple exceptions like Diva, you know, where she talks some shit, but nothing like this. Nothing where she was just like, okay, you know what? Playtime is over. You hoes are just like, you're nowhere near my level and you never will be. Bitch, you wish you could be me. You dream of being in my clique. You can't touch me. I'm on top.
I've been on. Who gonna take me off?
Which one of you bald-headed bitches is going to take me down?
None of you.
None of you. And you might try, and you might try, and your sister, and her, and that old hoe over there too. But at the end of the day, bitch, none of you are selling out a world tour without even promising a single, much less an album. None of you. None of you hoes.
I really agree. I think that it's amazing that, you know, after however, like, a decade and some change of her being in the music industry and being so sweet and so nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people, like, especially in the media, coming for her every time she does anything. Like, Beyonce can't clip her toenails without somebody trying to make it
without
into,
somebody
like,
being mad about
a scandal. Right. So I just feel like, you know, she's taking so much time to be nice. So for her to create this record now and just be like, bitch, suck my ass, I think it's perfect. And I don't think that it makes any sense for anybody to be like, oh, well, Beyonce's being cocky, for two reasons. First of all, Beyonce has the right to be fucking cocky.
First of all, if
this bitch
anybody
has worked her ass off forever.
If anybody has earned the right to get on record and talk some shit, male or female, it's fucking Beyonce.
The end.
Like, that's the end of it. Like, they're mad and this isn't female empowerment and this isn't girl power and this isn't blah, blah, blah. Well, bitch, Beyonce doesn't have to do all that. And do you know why? Because Beyonce is better than you are. You underachieving assholes can go be female empowered together. You go form your own lame ass group of bitches and go support right. each other. But bitch, Beyonce is better than that.
She created Run the World so you little hoes can have an anthem and you can go play around with that.
Right.
But at the end of the day, bitch, you need to remember that when you were little girls, you dreamed of being in her motherfucking
That's
world.
It.
And you need to not forget that shit. And you need to respect that shit and bow the fuck down and be mad about it. And the other reason why bitches should not be so upset that she's being cocky is because it's like a hip hop song.
Right.
Like, she's practically rapping on 75% of it.
Right.
And rappers are always talking about, no matter how garbage they are,
right,
are always talking about how I'm the realest nigga in the game. I'm the baddest bitch in the game.
Right.
Suck my dick.
That's a really good point. A lot of rappers, you don't even have to be a Jay-Z or Nas type of rapper to talk some type of shit. You could be a regular ass rapper with a mixtape selling it in a Kmart parking lot for $3 out of the trunk of your baby mama's car, and you will be on record talking about how you this and you that and you run this and you run that, and it's no big deal. But let a woman, much less a successful woman like Beyonce, but let a woman get on record and say the same thing, and all of a sudden it's a big feminist problem. Like, bitch, suck her dick. You could never. Like, you will never.
And I think that another huge point is that people are missing the point, which is that it's like an homage to Houston, Texas.
I definitely feel that way, especially the second part, especially I've been on.
Right.
It's all screwed. There's lots of references to Houston, like Frenchies and Boudin. And
which I just learned. I mean, I think I know what Boudin is now.
It's like dirty rice mixed in sausage and put in like a sausage casing, or you can get seafood Boudin too, but most people eat.
I thought it was like a puppy. I didn't know that it was like food.
Yes. And so Boudin is one of those things where when it's done right, it's like the best shit you ever had. But when the wrong bitch gets in the kitchen, you're just like, girl.
Oh, like potato salad.
Like potato salad. Like, girl, don't ever do this again. Yes.
Okay, well.
You know, Houston and New Orleans are not very far from each other. And Boudin is really like a Cajun food. And so it's a big thing in both places. So I'm sure she's had her fair share in Houston. But yeah, I definitely think the whole record was just like a nod to Houston and bitch, these are my roots and don't fucking forget it. I've been in your face smiling with this blonde weave for all these years, but bitch, I'll still snatch you bald. I'll snatch you fucking bald. And
my daughter will snatch
you
fucking bald. My daughter would love to snatch you bald.
My sister.
My cousin.
My husband.
My stylist.
Even Angie.
My security guard.
Everybody.
All my fans.
They're all better than you. And I told my crew to smack the trick.
And you know what they did? Guess what? What'd they do?
Smack that trick.
The end.
And guess who got on the internet the very next day mad? Because the crew smacked that trick.
Hold it. Let's just get into it.
That bitch was so pissed.
Okay, so Keisha Cole,
whoever
has
that
been
is,
angry as fuck.
Whoever the fuck Keisha Cole is.
Like, what is it?
Like, girl, who cares?
So she's been pissed ever since. Well, I mean, low key, I've heard that her baby's father is getting ready to leave her ass, and that's why she's really angry.
Yeah, I think she and her husband are, I don't know, maybe not doing that well, but I don't really know, because who gives a fuck enough about Keisha Cole to read up on her life? Not me.
Or maybe her mom has been smoking up all her money.
Well, I mean, that's entirely possible. I don't know how Keisha Cole thought she could put Frankie the Crackhead on TV for like 3 years and nobody was ever going to bring that shit up again, but that seems to be like the default.
But the gag is that her mama, crack or no crack, is more famous than she is now.
Oop. And she's mad about it.
Anyway, so Keisha Cole has been pissed and has been dragging her dirty clit all over Twitter for the past however many weeks because, you know, she made this huge stink. I think we talked about.
Yeah, at the Super Bowl.
At the Super Bowl, coming from Michelle Williams. And we both agreed that we did not realize how much we love Michelle until somebody tried it.
Right. It's a family thing. Like,
right.
Maybe we might tease Michelle a little, but it's all in love. It's all good fun. But bitch, you outsider asshole, we don't know you.
We don't know you, bitch.
So keep it cute. You're making fun of Michelle from your living room. Michelle's on stage with Beyonce at the fucking Super Bowl.
Right. So they're fucking at the Superdome?
They're at the Superdome in New Orleans.
They're at jumping jacks and shit after their fucking performance.
Eating
the fucking boudin shit. Just having a grand ass time. And you are sitting on the living room floor waiting for your DiGiorno pizza to finish warming up, bitch. You're angry about it.
Mm-hmm. Sitting down. Pressed, just shaken over with anger, just furious at Michelle Williams.
So now, after
Beyonce's, just a few short weeks later, just a few,
she made this huge stink again on Twitter, coming for Beyonce this time, saying some shit about how she did this song or she's like. What did she say that she was?
She said that,
self-righteous.
Right.
She was very self-righteous. And then she's cocky when it's convenient. And then she did a song about female empowerment and togetherness. And then she's telling all these bitches to bow down. First of all, Keisha Cole, you do need to bow down.
Yeah. First of all, you do.
You should be bowing down to Solange.
First of all, you did bow down. Bitch, you were bowing during the Super Bowl.
Excellent fucking point.
You were all on Beyonce's clit during the Super Bowl. But then you came for Michelle, who is like a sister to her, and you thought just wasn't nobody gonna say shit? Like, you just thought you could
get away with it?
You
were rolling around all over her labia when she performed at the Super Bowl, and now all of a sudden you have a problem.
Beyonce didn't name no names. It sound like to me, this is just a case of a hit dog hollering.
Right. Clearly you feel like you're a bitch.
Yep.
And you needed to bow down as she was talking to you.
And you are a bitch.
It's not like that's a secret. Everybody knows it.
It's not like somebody's pulling this out of their ass. Like, oh, it's such a reach for Keisha Cole to be a bitch. Like, no, sis, you're a bitch. And furthermore, you're a bitch who makes shitty music. You're a bitch who makes music for girls who have to text niggas for abortion money. You're trash. Like, you are fucking...
She makes plastic C cover music.
She does. She makes... Who even buys Keisha Cole records?
She makes Chinese slipper music.
Keisha Cole makes quick weave music.
I just need... for her to stop all of these Twitter rants, because no one, and I mean no one, gives a fuck about her Little Debbie Cake snack ass opinion.
It doesn't even matter anymore.
I want for her to clock back in at her job. People in these subways got places to go.
They do.
And people the fuck to see. And I'm tired of waiting half an hour for a goddamn 2-train, bitch. Keisha Cole, clock back in. Or take your black ass back to Papaya Dog and get the relish on these goddamn snacks, bitch. We don't give a fuck how you feel about anybody else's music. Because at the end of the day, Jewel's piano performance on Life is But a Dream pisses all over Keisha Cole's entire discography.
You're in your whole career, sis. So if I were you, I would put my vest back on and go back to Dwayne Reed and restock the fucking grapes or whatever the fuck it is you're supposed to be doing instead of being on Twitter acting a fucking ass. Because coming for Michelle was one thing, that was foolish enough. But coming for Beyonce just lets me know that you're no longer interested in having a career.
That's it.
Good the fuck luck, bitch.
And Carrie Hilson did so many somersaults that day.
I know Carrie Hilson was just rolling around in the bed on Sunday like, praise Jehovah Jireh.
God will do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Carrie Hilson pleaded for people to leave her alone, and I feel like people actually did loosen up.
Right.
Like, we were just like, okay, you know what, girl? We've been fucking with you for a long time, so we're just going to let it go. And Keisha Cole was like, well, I can do it. I'll step up.
Why in all of God's glorious name would any artist look at what happened to Carrie Hilson and try it with Beyonce?
Why like, would you do it?
Why? I don't understand it. But you know what, Keisha? I really don't give a fuck about you or your music or your fucking burgundy bangs, bitch, or your failed BET TV shows.
I don't care.
Or your long ass rabbit teeth.
No. Nope.
Or, like, I don't give a fuck about your veneers. Nope. I don't give a fuck about your family. Like, I don't care.
I don't care about your Section 8 ass life. I don't care about your EBT fucking pussy. I don't care about any of it, girl.
I don't give a fuck about your WIC check titties, bitch. You do whatever the fuck it is. Like, your career at this point, it's going to be hell. And you asked for it. And I don't even like your music enough to give a fuck
nope.
that you won't have a career after this.
Nope.
So, There's that.
Fuck you, girl. It's over. It's over. The stains are going to be in your mentions for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your natural black ass life.
Say goodbye to Billboard, sweetie, because you're not charting again.
Oh, well. That. So that's that.
Sucks to be you.
I mean, do you think that, what do you think that Beyonce is going to put out after this? Because I feel like a single is like around the corner.
Well, you know, her gorgeous H&M photos came out today.
I saw those.
And H&M said that there will be a song accompanying the line.
Oh, Standing on the Sun.
Standing on the Sun. So I don't know if that's a single or what. Maybe it might be a special song she did just for H&M. Like, I don't think Bow Down is a single.
Me neither.
I don't even really think it's on the album. I think it's a promotional tool. I think it was just something she put out to be like, don't forget hoes. My world tour starts in 25 days. So get and mad, get nervous.
It's sold out.
I gave you all this time. Four came out in
2011.
What have you hoes been doing with yourselves? This is a failure to manage your time wisely.
Trying and failing. That's what the fuck these hoes have been doing. Trying and failing, besides Rihanna, because Rihanna will give you a good pop trash single.
And
but
before
other than that,
she released Four, she took a whole year off and did nothing. And you bitches did not.
Literally nothing.
You did not maximize that time.
She has been so gracious, and you just don't. Whatever. This is why they have to bow down.
She keeps giving these bitches opportunities, and they keep squandering them. So, whatever. She's back.
I don't think that Standing on the Sun is going to be like her first single.
No, I don't think it is either.
Because it's going to come out probably in the summer with that campaign. Yeah. But I'm excited to see what she does put out. And I don't think that, you know, I think that if people are expecting for this to be some kind of sugar and honey ass album and sweet and soft like she's been before, I think that they're going to be sadly mistaken.
No.
And that you can adjust to the fact that she's going to be quite aggressive and sharp-tongued on this new project.
Yeah, this is not going to be another I Am, you guys. This is not going to be Ave Maria. This is not going to be
Disappear.
No.
Satellites.
No. None of that heartwarming, touching bullshit. Beyonce's coming for your fucking nerves.
And I can't wait.
And she's already Josephine Johnny and all over them shits. And you bitches are mad about it.
All right, so let's talk Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
You don't sound too enthused.
I mean, what is there to say about Rihanna? Honestly?
So many things, actually, like all of the time. Because when is she not in the damn news? Well, apparently, she just got granted a permanent restraining order. Well, I don't know why they call it a permanent restraining order, because it's really only lasts 3 years. But
okay,
she has a stalker, apparently. And I don't know if you heard, but this was in the news like a couple weeks ago. But there was some guy whose name I'm not going to say because fuck him.
Right.
But he basically broke into a house that he thought was Rihanna's.
What the fuck?
And apparently was actually Rihanna's neighbor's home.
Are you serious?
Yes. Broke into these people's home, like stole a bunch of their stuff, slept in one of the beds, like a whole bunch of really weird shit.
What?
Right. So he ended up getting like arrested for it, and Rihanna requested a restraining order, and she just got it for 3 years. So he's ordered to stay 100 yards away from her.
That is extremely creepy. Yeah. Why would you even want to break into Rihanna's house? Did you need used panties and weed?
Right. Like were
what's
you
even in there for you to take?
I mean, well, there's probably like lots of like nude photographs and maybe like sex
and Chris's
with Chris
old
Brown,
condoms,
bleach for the hair, and like
it
maybe
just seems pointless. Like, why would you even?
I mean, but like if you're obsessed with Rihanna and like you're super in love with her,
why would you be obsessed with Rihanna?
Because she's really pretty.
What? That's enough?
I guess. I mean, people are fucking crazy.
Yeah, you would have to be out of your fucking mind.
I think Brandy had a stalker.
Oh, well, see, that just goes to show.
So,
anybody
I mean, anybody could really get stalked, no shade.
Right. I mean, I love Brandy's voice, but
yeah, I love Brandy's voice,
who
too.
Is stalking
She's amazing.
Brandy?
But, you know, so Rihanna, I guess, it just makes me really, it freaks me out a bit that people, you know, behave that way, like sleeping in this woman's bed. And it wasn't even her damn house.
It wasn't even Rihanna's house. I know that people came home like, what in the whole fuck is this?
I mean, I can understand if you were really trying to break in there for drugs, because sometimes, you know, you just need
that
fix.
No, nope. It's never that serious.
It really isn't.
It just isn't. That's really creepy.
But I mean, speaking of drugs.
Ooh.
Rihanna.
Again.
Actually did. I mean, this just popped in my head, but okay. She actually did get into a little bit of trouble this week because police pulled over her tour buses when they were on the border of like Michigan and Canada.
Okay.
And like they had one of the drug sniffing canine dogs, mm-hmm. board one of the buses and caught somebody with a quote unquote small amount of marijuana.
Oh.
So then they got like a civil penalty.
What? Was this on the United States side or the Canada side?
This is on the Michigan side, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I guess trying to get, because, you know, she's on tour right yeah. now, which I heard is kind of fucking boring.
Well, I mean, it's a Rihanna show. Has she learned to dance or?
I mean, I always kind of felt like Rihanna could dance. She just don't want. I think she's lazy because she gives like she does like a cute, you know, like a little whine.
No, who goes on world tour and like, yeah, I'm just going to be lazy with the performance.
No, but like she'll like get on top of like a grenade or like an ice cream truck or she'll like sit on top of like a cross that's covered in like dead roses. Like she'll like use props and things and be like, oh my God, look at me. I'm so cunt. I'm so beautiful. Look at this weave, bitch. Yes, and I'm going to give you these vocals and I'm going to take shots on the stage, but I don't really feel like dancing.
I've never seen a clip of a Rihanna performance where I was just like, yes, that bitch killed that. Like, not ever.
When she's had a couple of little, like, I think more on the island-infused records, she'll give you, like, a little...
Oh, so the ones I don't listen to anyway.
Yeah, because you're so
Because I don't like whatever kind of music that's called. I mean, I just think that's dumb. I don't think weed is a big enough deal for people to really be making, like, a stink about it. Especially if it's a tiny amount. Like, that just seems ridiculous.
Well, I mean, I didn't read anything about the guy who got caught going to, like, jail over it or anything like that. And Rihanna wasn't on any of the buses. She was
going to say, why would Rihanna
jet.
Even be on a bus?
Yeah, she was probably on the jet getting us.
That's
high
like the crew, right? Rihanna's on a private jet smoking.
I'm just surprised they found a small amount.
Because really, I mean, if I'm working for Rihanna, I'm probably going to be high 24/7.
I'm surprised Rihanna's not green. Like, I'm surprised her flesh is not green at this point. Ugh. As much weed as she smokes. She should look like Poison Ivy.
She really should. Like, because literally half of the things I see her doing involve marijuana. Either her taking pictures of marijuana or her talking about it. Like, she's obsessed.
She's just trash and I love her.
Yeah, I really do love her, but she is, like... the purest of trash. There's nothing else that you can say about it. Like, there's no way you're a Rihanna fan and you don't acknowledge that.
Someone on my in my little Twitter mentions today said that Rihanna and Chris Brown are getting married in July.
What?
That kind of sounded like a media takeout story.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would hear on like the Inquirer or the Sun.
Right.
Married. Wow, what a horrible idea.
Like, they're both like 25, I think.
Watch NBC do another very special episode of SVU.
Part two.
They're going to redo the episode, and in this one, they're going to get married, and then she's going to have a baby, and then he's going to kill her and the baby.
Right, and everybody's going to get shot at the fucking wedding, like Kill Bill or something.
That sounds like a really ridiculous rumor. I really hope that's not true.
I don't think it's true.
Yeah,
God bless the both of them.
Oh, Rihanna.
Anyway, moving along. So, did you see this video today of Tiny accidentally revealing the gender of Tamar Braxton's baby?
Yes, I did.
So, for whatever reason, I guess because she assumes people actually give a shit. Tamar Braxton has been keeping a lot of her, you know, business and information in terms of this baby. She's been keeping it secret.
Yeah.
So, no one really knew. Like the sex, no one knew when she, you know, the due date, everything has kind of been,
obviously.
Or the name, everything's been really, you know, secretive. Mm-hmm. And so, Tiny, T.I.'s, well, I was going to say something rude, but you know,
pet
I'm not going to do. No, I was good with that. I was going.
I was going there.
I try to, you know, just stay Christian. But Woo. you know me too well. All right. So Tiny did an interview with Hip Hollywood, I believe. And she slipped up and she held on too.
She did.
She held on and she, I don't know how she fucked up, but she like simply said something like, I know the name of the baby and I know the due date and I saw his little face. And as soon as she saw his, she said his.
Right.
She was like, holy shit.
You have to go online and find the video because
it's on MissGia.com.
Because Tiny's reaction, her facial expressions are life. She looks like somebody just gave her a shit pie and shoved it like directly down her throat.
And you already know that there are so many things, like plump things going on in her face and like... like trenches and
she
things.
She looked so sick. Like,
she looked so
fuck.
Upset. And she couldn't focus on any of the questions afterward.
The
she
interviewer
was so
like
upset.
Kept going and she was just like, say what?
Like, oh.
Like, oh,
girl.
Like, damn.
Now yeah.
you you gotta go call Tamar and be like, yeah, girl, about your surprise, I kind of ruined it.
And you know, Tamar is like, what? Miss Honey? No, girl. Tamar does not miss. I don't have time, Miss Thing, Miss Honey.
I hope not, because Tamar, we barely care that you're pregnant, girl.
Like, I don't care, girl.
Like, the tiniest little sliver of a fuck is present for the fact that you're even pregnant. So, don't be acting an ass, because now we know you're having a boy.
I mean, I think the pregnancy is so beautiful, and I think that life is amazing. You know, being able to give life, and I think that women in general are amazing for that. And so I try to be positive, like even with Kim Kardashian's raggedy ass, I'm always like, you know, I hope you have a healthy pregnancy and I hope you have a beautiful baby and that kind of thing, just because I appreciate that.
Right.
But Tamar, girl, I don't care. Like, I don't give a fuck. I still think that you shoved a turkey baster up there and that's how this happened, because I don't even see how any of this took place. But, I mean, just run with it. Now we know it's a boy.
I mean, it happens to everybody. We found out Blue Ivy was a girl when Beyonce was pregnant, because Jay-Z's mom, Kelly, said something about, you know, she's not going to be acting crazy. Her parents won't snatch her up. But Jay-Z's mama was buying like a bunch of pink clothes or what the fuck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we can find out, we had an idea that Beyonce was having a little girl, sweetie.
Like, what made you think?
What? Tamar, why was it even, I mean, a secret? I just really hope she's not acting a bitch about it, because if we knew about Blue Ivy, then it's no big deal to know about your baby. No shade. I mean, I know you love your baby, but...
Also, again, in my mentions today, I saw someone saying that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are thinking of naming their baby North.
Yeah, I don't want to... No. What?
Northwest.
So, actually, when I first heard about that story, which it came from a completely unauthorized gossip rag, like, you totally cannot put any stock into this. But I kind of do like the name North, just not if your last name is West.
Right. Okay, I see that. I can agree. North is actually not a bad name.
It's kind of interesting. Like, okay, North. Like, okay, it kind of sounds nice. But
when your last name's West.
But if your last name is West, you are setting that baby up for a whole lot of compass jokes for like the rest of his life.
For the rest of its life.
Northwest? Like, why would you even? Like,
you just make your child sound like a turnpike. Like, it doesn't make...
Right, like...
That's just too easy.
Why would you give your child's name? Like, your baby's name is a direction. Like, who does this?
Like, it's bad enough that this child's mama is going to be Kim Kardashian and, you know, like...
Isn't that enough of a punishment? It already has to live inside Kim Kardashian and slide out of that vagina. Why would you punish it
and
further?
And then call her mom...
It has to.
...while she's plastered all over MyVister.com.
Right. That baby is related to Kris Jenner. It's been through enough.
And it's not even here yet.
And it's not even here.
Well, I hope that that's not true. Yeah. And God bless each and every
one
of them.
Isn't Kim? I always thought Kim would be the type to give her baby a K name anyway. So.
Yeah, I do think that because she's Kim and he's Kanye, yeah, that's going to be some corny. We talked about that already.
Unless the K's at the beginning and it's silent.
No.
I
like
wouldn't put
knobby
it
past- knees or something
yes,
like that.
I would not put it past her to name the baby North and just stick a K at the beginning and be like, the K is silent.
Oh,
like
God.
Knife. Woo-wee. Let me not give that whole no ideas. Kim, don't do that shit.
That baby's name is going to be Chlamydia.
I really think it's going to be Christmas.
Or Calliope. All right. So did you see
Sometimes
this video?
I just can't even put into words how much I hate you.
I think you've said I hate you on every podcast at some point.
Because
so
I do.
So Too Short.
Too Short. I thought he died.
Girl, what?
Too Short is alive? Are you serious?
Were you thinking of Nate Dogg?
Oh, fuck, I was.
All right, so Too Short.
Damn, okay.
You're just not succeeding too well with the hip-hop.
Because who cares? But anyway, Too Short, what happened?
So his favorite word is actually DUI, because this nigga was all over TMZ.
Okay.
Because he got, I guess, pulled over for a DUI. But there was video today of Too Short and like two cops standing in the street. He's drunk off his ass. And I don't know what the fuck they were saying to this nigga, but all of a sudden, he took off running.
From the police?
Yes. And they chased his black ass down, hopped atop his back, and said, you are under the fuck arrest.
What a black ass idiot. Who? First of all,
I mean, he was probably wasted.
Had to have been, but I don't know anybody black and over the age of 5 who would run from the police.
That's what I'm getting ready. Like, I don't care how drunk I am.
Nope.
I'm never going to be like, I'm never going to be so drunk that I'm with the police and I run away from them.
Like not
I
would have ever.
To, I would have to be so, I would be like on the brink of alcohol poisoning. Like I would have to be just like, you could just leave me there because I'm going
to
die.
At that point, I think I would be more likely to pass out.
Right.
Like who, I don't know, especially a grown black man. What were you thinking? Nigga?
You wouldn't even, and you're from, you're in California.
Ooh, he's so lucky they didn't just fill his body up with lead.
Right then and there.
Because the police love to shoot black
people. They love
to
killing
shoot
an
niggas.
Innocent street.
Love it.
They like killing innocent niggas, so.
The police love to kill niggas who don't have weapons and are like coming out of the grocery store and putting their groceries in the trunk of their car. And you thought you could be in police custody and then just run away?
And that was just like, where did you think you were going to go? And you're too short. So it's not like, you know, no one's going to be able to find you.
That goes against everything I've ever learned as a black person.
Me the fuck too.
Is he fucking white women?
Probably. What black rappers not?
Something happens with black people who spend too much time with white people. They start thinking they can do shit white people do.
Like, and get away with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they do. Like black girls who have too many white friends will go swimming and like not wash their hair out. Or right. They'll go out, they knowing good and damn well they have a perm, and they'll go outside in the rain with their white friends like it's no big deal. Like, bitch, you know you can't do that shit.
There's just certain things that white people can do that we just can't.
There are certain, yes.
For
absolutely.
Instance, for whatever reason, it seems like a chunk of these white people in New York City can walk around in 30 degrees with shorts on and just be fine.
And as a black person, I'm just completely physically incapable of doing that.
I don't understand it, but they look fine. They're just walking down the street with their little shorts and their fucking flip-flops with the toe in them.
Right.
And they're just getting their lives.
I think it's all the meth in their blood. It just keeps them warm.
All right.
Because black people don't do that shit and we get cold.
So
too short. Whoever you know, quit calling your white friends. Just like Justin Bieber had to quit calling his black friends. Too short needs to hang out with some real niggas.
Yeah, sometimes you just have to have like a healthy balance. Whether you're white with black friends or black with white friends or like Italian with Asian friends, I don't know, whatever. You just have to sometimes just be like, remember who you are.
Just something to remind you that you're still a nigga in America and you can't get away with the bullshit that white people get away with. Sorry.
My daddy told me when I was probably like 2 years old, as much as you might be confident, remember that this land ain't yours.
Please
and
do.
And these people will remind you of that every day of your nigger ass life.
My daddy told me in seventh grade, you're a smart girl and you're going to go places, but you will always, always in the workplace have to work twice as hard to be considered just as good as a white girl. You will always have to do it. And that is the way it is. And I don't know. I'm certain Too Short, who's got to be like 45. I'm certain he knows this. So...
God bless her.
Whatever it is.
So, have you ever heard of the Harlem Shake? This new craze.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that white people shit. Where it's not really Harlem Shaking. It's just like...
Right. Where everyone like dresses up.
Right.
Like goldfish.
And they just kind of shake. They don't... It's not the Harlem Shake. They just kind
of... And then like some of them will like do ballet and some of them will like scratch their ass and some of them will like eat a bowl of cereal. There was literally one video from some school where there was this huge black girl just standing there the entire time eating a bag of chips. She didn't move. She didn't bop. She did not pivot. She didn't do shit but stand there and stare in the camera and eat chips while everyone else around. Like it's just a really weird craze that I did not understand and did not get. But a lot of people from Harlem were pissed.
So basically you can do anything, record it, and call it the Harlem Shake.
Mm-hmm.
Are we Harlem Shaking right now?
I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, all we really have to do is play the beat.
I mean, it looks good. Like, we look good doing it.
Because white people think it's funny.
Oh, yeah. So I'm
actually
certain...
I'm not even going to say that because there's a whole heap of black people who thought that shit was hilarious, too.
What? Really?
Yes, because they were all up in my mentions. I don't get it.
Well, I know none of them were on 125th Street, not 125th
That's
and Lenox.
That's for damn sure, because Harlem niggas... were livid.
You know how New Yorkers are about their shit.
Especially, I feel like, in certain areas of New York, Harlem and lots of different parts of Brooklyn, and even Queens and everywhere. Like, they're very, but Harlem is
the Bronx.
Harlem especially is very, very proud.
Yes.
Like, those people take their culture and their area so fucking seriously. So they literally probably were looking for Bauer, or however you pronounce the producer's name, to skin his ass.
I saw a video where they were on tape and somebody was showing them the Harlem, this new Harlem Shake
saw
shit.
That.
And they were just like, I don't know what the fuck that is. But
and they got their whole lives like, that ain't how you do this shit, son. This is how you do. And like, we're dancing like in front of Dwayne Reed and like in front of the Weave Shop. Just like,
You know how New Yorkers get when they're angry.
I appreciate that. But I mean, and I do kind of agree that I think that, like, it's not the Harlem Shake, and I don't really see it for this guy's excuse of why he called his beat the Harlem Shake or whatever. Yeah. And like, it's very common for other cultures to watch what we do in the Black community and completely switch it and turn it into something else.
Well, my only question is, why the fuck are they so late? Are white people just getting the internet? Do you know when the Harlem Shake came out?
Right. Like, I think I was in 7th grade.
I was going to say, I had to have, it had to have been high school. I don't think I was even in college. Like, it was a long damn time ago.
I was in like 6th or 7th grade.
So...
yeah, I don't, but again, the beat is called Harlem Shake because he sampled some video where someone says Harlem Shake or some shit, but.
Well, I mean, obviously producer, I'm not from New York, I'm not from Harlem, so I don't feel like any type of way personally about it, but right. I do agree that that's annoying.
So the producer wrote like this fake apology and put out.
Okay.
And I call it a fake apology because it's really like sarcastic. I had to read it like twice because you know when something's like in print sometimes you don't really get the effect of it.
Yeah.
But he was basically like, in a nutshell, he says like, so I'm sorry that like millions and millions of people had heard my beat and danced in like chicken costumes and things like that, and it's not really the Harlem Shake, but like it was an accident. I just called it a Harlem Shake because someone says Harlem Shake on this beat that I sampled. And what? I really think that the original Harlem Shake is awesome. And like G Dep is awesome. And, you know, it sucks that he had to go to prison for like murder. And, what? You know, and then he signs it like, my bad, it was an accident, Bauer. You like, that's it.
You gotta love white people's apologies.
Like, yeah, they just feel like, girl, so I'm just doing this so y'all will
totally
shut the
stole the name of the dance that's been in your community for, I don't know, 15 years. But sorry. Like, my bad. Didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Anyway, I'm just going to be over here rolling in my millions of dollars.
I was going to say, you've made the money now. Like, are you about to go give that money to Harlem? Are you going to go rinse the piss out of Harlem? Because that would be nice.
That would be great.
How about you do that and we'll call
it
even?
Hey, Bauer, if you're listening to this, why don't you come and scrub some of this piss from outside my fucking building?
Yeah.
I would appreciate that. Well, I'm not really a Harlemite, so maybe I should shut up. But
or,
I live there.
Go to Popeye's and just buy everybody's meal for like 30 minutes.
That's an amazing idea.
Yeah. That would make up for it. I would.
People need to show how to truly show their fucking, you know, that they're sorry. Show your regret. Give me some goddamn chicken. Then I'm going to know it's real.
Although, I don't know how I feel about a white man paying for a bunch of Black people's chicken. But, I mean, the way I feel about that. It's,
now that you say it.
It's, but I say that. But if somebody was like, hey, come to Popeye's between 4 and 4:30 for a free meal. I mean,
I'm going to get
it. Right,
you.
I'm
going to
go. But I'm going to look at you crazy the whole time, nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to be walking out with my 7 legs and my 5 biscuits and this huge basket of red beans and rice.
I'm going to
look at you, crooked bitch.
With my 3 chicken tenders and my red beans and rice, my biscuit, my strawberry pop. Yes, I am. I'm going to walk out, but I'm going to look at you crazy the whole time. I'm going to be like, fuck you.
Well, meanwhile.
And thank you for my chicken.
Meanwhile, Miley Cyrus is all over the internet today because she was doing the WAP in a frog suit. First of all, I didn't know that people, I kind of thought I was the only person who knew what the WAP was.
Oh, no, everybody knows what the WAP is.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. I thought it was like, I don't even know where that shit comes from, but.
Yeah, me either.
I thought it was like some nigga from Fort Lauderdale, but whatever. So she was on YouTube doing the WAP in this frog suit and like twerking and trying her best. And it was really cute. The niggas were like, listen, leave the WAP alone.
I saw it on Tumblr and I was just like, so I weirdly see it from Miley Cyrus. I don't know why. I just like her. But I do. I just kind of like Miley Cyrus. I think she's cute. And she came for Azealia Banks, which I love. And she's a big fan of like gay marriage, and somebody said something to her sideways about gay people. And she was like, if you don't like gay people, don't listen to my music. And
I didn't know all of these things. Yeah. I've like never seen any of her Twitter comments.
Somebody said something like,
I hate you.
Racist about how Black girls are always worried about their weave coming off. And she was like, it's not just Black girls, child.
Oh, well, she sounds cute. Yeah, Maybe I should follow her.
Miley is cute. Like, I like her. I do.
I want her to start pretending to be pink, though. And then I may, you know, be a little bit more receptive to what she's got cooking on over there.
I thought her video, like, I mean, it's obviously not real twerking. Because who the fuck twerks in a
You know what? And I feel this exact same way about the Harlem Shake. When white people are bored, they turn, like, anything into a viral video.
Yep. Like anything, like it just doesn't even matter.
They could just like, oh, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to try and get through this entire Power Rangers coloring book in 3 minutes, and they'll do it and it'll have 7 million views the next day.
It will. But I just like I remember for Halloween, maybe last year, 2 years ago, Miley Cyrus dressed up as Nicki Minaj, and she actually She did a really good job. She didn't use blackface, which is all I ever fucking ask white people. When Halloween comes around, leave the fucking brown foundation at home. Leave it at fucking Duane Reade. Don't ask your black friend to borrow hers. Just don't do the fucking blackface. It's all I ask.
It seems and like that happens every year.
You fuckers disappoint me. I'm just asking.
Wait.
Can you not? Like, can you not paint your faces brown? You can pull off being a black person for Halloween without painting yourself brown. And Miley Cyrus did a really great job with, like, the huge wig and the fake ass. You know, it was like if you saw her for Halloween, you're like, I bet you're Nicki Minaj. Like, she did a good job. So you can put a little thought into your costume. You don't have to paint yourself. So I really do. I like Miley Cyrus. This goofy little video, I mean, it really means nothing to me. It's not
going to
take...
I don't think I knew that much about her.
Yeah, she's cute.
You make her sound cute.
She's really cute, yeah.
All right, Molly, maybe I'll get into you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into your twerk video. That was just, you know, a rich white girl bored. But I do like Miley Cyrus, so.
All right. Well, that is our gossip and hot topics and shit today. No VH1. So.
No copyright infringement.
Let's get into the listeners and their messages. Do you have anything spicy?
So, listen, I logged into asktheread@gmail.com and I was just kind of amazed. There was like a billion emails in there. And so many people... just want to know, like, basically everything about your life. Like, they're just kind of fascinated by you.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. I'm going to roll with this.
Okay.
But I want to say this first.
Okay.
I knew leaving you to scour these emails
would have turned into this.
All right, let's go.
Okay. So, I mean, one thing I did want to address is somebody was like, you know, we've heard about Kid Fury. We've seen him on YouTube and we love him, but we don't really know who Crystal is or anything about her, blah, 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 blah. So can we just like learn a little bit about Crystal? So anyway, I'm going to do that for you now.
Oh, okay.
This is just really quick. I'm Crystal, obviously. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Oklahoma, grew up in Tulsa. Most recently lived in Oklahoma City before I moved to New York. Born in Louisiana. I'm a very country person. I try to keep my accent under control, but sometimes it slips out.
Everyone loves it, though.
I'm a blogger. I blog about my move from Oklahoma to New York on crystal.com. And I work a full-time job at a company that I don't name publicly.
But it's sickening.
It's a pretty sickening place of employment. I love it. I love my job. I love my friends. I love my life in New York. And I don't know, I just kind of like a part-time shit talker. So, and a lot of people want to know how we ended up being friends. I don't know why that keeps coming up, but.
I mean, okay.
We first followed each other on Twitter for I don't even know how long. And then randomly we were both in Atlanta for New Year's Eve 2011.
No, I think it was last year, 2012.
No, because New Year's Eve 2012 was like 4 months ago.
No, that's New Year's Eve 2013.
Really? Is that how it works?
I don't know, maybe, but...
Anyway,
it was in the New year Year's 2011. Eve before last.
Right. Okay. Anyway, we're dumb and we don't know words, but... So we met up in Atlanta and it's just been like BFF ever since, like... We just love each other and we love getting together and talking a bunch of shit. And that's what this is. So,
yes, I think that our spirits just intertwined and worked very perfectly.
Like I went and met up with Kid Fury and he was over this really cool girl's house whose name
DJ Dimples.
DJ Dimples. And she has this huge dog that looks like a horse and
Journey.
Yeah. And so we just hung out and had a good time and we've just been friends ever since. So that's my story. That's our little background. But yeah, I definitely did go through the email box and there's a lot of interesting stuff in there. So are you ready?
Yes.
Should we do one or two questions today?
Let's do two.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get through one without like running. Okay.
Let's right, because we do talk an awful lot.
Oh, yeah.
So this question I thought was really interesting from a listener named Debbie. She said, has your family read your blogs or Tumblrs? Have they seen your YouTube videos? Have they listened to the read? And if so, what do they think?
My family listens to nothing and watches nothing. And they do that because I instruct them to.
Really?
Yes.
And
I
you
mean,
think they really don't do it, though?
No, I'm sure they do, and they just don't tell me. So in my mind, they're not doing it because that's the way that I would like for things to be. But I know that my mother every now and then will sneak, especially because she liked the Fury on Facebook.
On Facebook.
So every time like I post something, like a new post, whatever, it shows up on her Facebook feed.
Oh, Lord.
So yeah, every now and then I'm sure she actually does watch my videos or like read some of the things I say on my blog. And I know that because it doesn't happen too often, but every now and then if I do start say something like really fucked up,
right,
my mother will contact me and she'll be like, listen, get your life together. Do you have a church home? Like, you know,
I just want you to get closer to Jesus.
Right.
Right.
I haven't even told them about the read yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the read, I really don't want my family to ever hear this show. But as far as my blog, Crystal.com, I don't think they read it. They might. They know who Crystal is, though. They know that I have, like, this internet thing. And somebody, right, my mother doesn't really log on to the internet, so she's not into it.
Right.
But somebody who works with my mom follows me on Twitter, and I don't know who that person is. Right. So whoever you are, if you could identify yourself, that would be swell so I could block you.
Well, no, I'm never going to do it, but it's cute that they know.
But so my mother called me one day and she was like, I just want you to know that I know about you on the internet. And I was like, what?
It's hilarious.
She was just like, one of my coworkers follows you on the Twitter and she told me all about how you act. And I was just like, oh, shit. So,
well, you still damn sure don't censor yourself.
Clearly, I've learned nothing and I'm still trash.
What's the other question?
Okay. So the other question is, this one's a little bit deeper.
Oh, shit.
Just a little bit.
We were deep last week.
Just a little bit. This is from someone named DeMarcus, and he said, hey, Kid Fury and Crystal, my name's DeMarcus. I'm 17. I need advice. I have a best friend who has a boyfriend, and the boyfriend is homophobic. Every time I'm around him, he has something to say about me, and I'm sick of it. I'm ready to beat his ass. What should I do?
So
I assume his best friend is female.
And the boyfriend is homophobic.
Right, and his best friend has a boyfriend. The boyfriend's homophobic, and the homophobic boyfriend is always talking slick.
Well, first of all, you should sit with your friend.
First of all.
First. And you should inform your friends that, I mean, I think first of all, obviously we can't ask because the show's not live.
Right.
But first of all, I wish I knew if the best friend knew that her boyfriend was being homophobic.
Well,
like, does it happen in front of?
It seems to me that, you know, if you're 17 years old, you're not really hanging out with your friend's boyfriend unless your friend's also there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Especially if you're gay and, you know, your friend's straight and she has a boyfriend.
I mean, unless they all go to school together.
I mean, it just seems, maybe so, but I think
you need to sit with your friend and tell your friend what's going on and that it bothers you and it makes you uncomfortable and have your friend check him on that before you do. Because if you get in the middle of it and it becomes this huge, big stink, then it's going to complicate your friendship. And that can be avoided if you just, you know, speak to her about it first and let her know what's going on.
Right.
And you should also warn your friend that her boyfriend might be gay.
Tell him, listen, sweetie, I used to be in the closet and I know what it's like. I know you're mad right now, but taking out on me is not the answer. But if your friend, DeMarcus, if your best friend knows that her boyfriend is talking like this to you and doesn't say anything, that's not your best friend.
Yes.
She's not even your regular friend. She's a shit friend. She's a fake friend.
So if your friend knows about this and is not,
then you just need to quit being her friend because it's not worth
it.
Right. But, and also if she doesn't know, you know, tell her your boyfriend is displaying some closeted tendencies. And also, he's in danger of an ass whooping if you come for me one more time.
Yeah, you always gotta warn him. That way they can't say that you didn't say anything.
I hope you don't think that just because I'm gay, I'm not gonna whoop your ass.
I mean, please let it be known.
Because I will beat your boyfriend's ass all up and down these avenues.
Punks are trained to fight.
That's
right. We sissies get it together in the very beginning.
That's it.
So think that because somebody's gay, you won't get your life ruined.
That's right.
There's that.
So tell your boyfriend the next time he jump up, he gonna get beat down.
There's that. I mean, it's 2013. I feel like the homophobes are like even they're becoming even more obvious than right. before, because I think that a lot more straight men, I mean, don't get me wrong, not every homophobic person is secretly gay.
No.
But I think that in this day and age, a lot more straight men are just kind of accepting that this is what it is, and it's like, who cares, right. and just living their life. And, you know, I think that we're becoming a little bit more accepting.
We're just moving out.
Yeah, like
homophobia is so, they still make you to me. Like, what?
Right.
Like, how do you still feel that way? If you don't like gay people or they make you uncomfortable, you don't have to hang out with them. It's not that big of a deal, but you can't go around talking slick to gay people and think somebody won't beat your ass.
Right.
Because one day you're going to say something to the wrong one.
And if they won't beat you with fists, listen, trust
they would
that a
drag
few
you with
of them
words.
Have, not even just words, there's that too. But if they don't use fists, trust that a heaping helping of them have mace and or taser.
Yes. So, I mean, you could take this ass whooping one of many ways. But if I would definitely.
Because pepper spray at this point is like a fleet. Like, all the bottoms got one.
Good fucking Jesus. Are you kidding? Did you really just. First of all, not all bottoms fleet.
All right.
But secondly, DeMarcus, I think, you know, in summation, we want you to confront your friend about it. Let her know what's going on. If she already knows that's not your friend, leave her alone. If she doesn't, you know. Tell her that her boyfriend's in line for an ass whooping. And really, because she's the common link between you two, she should be the one to handle it.
Exactly.
And it's handled.
Aw, well, that's sweet.
It is.
So, again, if you have anything that you'd like for us to talk about, or if you have questions, you want advice, whatever it may be.
Yeah, just whatever.
Send a message or an email over to asktheread@gmail.com and we'll dig around there and see.
If you want to know if your kid's fury, if your kid fury's type. Like, just send some photos, like maybe take an Instagram and tweet it to me and I'll look at it and let you know whether, you know, I'll DM him.
You want to know why?
Your number.
Because you're letting the devil use you. That's what's happening.
Oh my God. Satan got a hold of my tongue, Jesus.
Anyway, so let's dive on into the read.
So yeah, I think it's fun that we're going back and forth from week to week.
Right.
And I'm so ready to hear what you have to say.
So I'm first.
And last.
Whatever. All right. So.
So dead.
So this week, my read actually was kind of inspired by an email that I saw.
Oh, really?
From someone. Okay. And they had said, Fury, why won't you just accept the fact that you're a celebrity? Or at least headed in that direction.
Yes, God.
Morgan sent this email. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, Morgan, best friend. This is a completely legit question, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say about it.
Girl, whatever. Here's what I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to transfer into my read.
I'm waiting.
So, the reason that I don't accept this quote-unquote celebrity title in terms of me is because, first of all, bitch, my checking account don't look like a celebrity's. All right? That's A. B, I don't focus on that stuff. Like, when I do what I do, I don't do it because I want to be, like, famous. I don't do it because I want to be a celebrity. If that all happens, great. I'm going to accept it. It's not like I'm not, like, opposed to being a celebrity. Uh-huh. I don't care. What I do is I just strive to make people laugh. I just like trying, you know, to brighten people's day.
Uh-huh.
I love to be shady, and I love writing, and I love, you know, creating these videos. Like, I just want to create laughter and make money. And be happy
okay. And
be successful. So I don't focus on the title of celebrity. And that's why when someone, and I don't feel that way. I still feel like me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like.
No, I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what a famous person feels like. I don't know what a celebrity feels like. I feel like a nigga who lives in uptown Manhattan in his tiny shoebox of a living space and makes some shady ass vulgar videos on YouTube and eats chicken and drinks Hennessy. I don't like.
But every time you leave the house, somebody recognizes you. Like, every time. Like, we went to H&M the other day and four bitches in H&M knew who you were.
But that doesn't. Girl, but no.
Yeah. Like, what?
Like, even if I was a fucking celebrity, which I'm not, that's not what I think about when I do what people celebrate. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I just do it because I like making people laugh.
So you're mad because you're
I'm not mad about anything. I just won't. I don't accept it because I don't feel like one because I don't think about that shit. So my read is, I don't think about that, but there are a lot of motherfuckers who do. All of you bitches who are somebody, you think that you fucking Oprah or even Gayle because you are somebody's best friend's fucking publicist or I can't stand ist queens.
Woo.
That's my read.
Come on.
I don't like people with this unwarranted arrogance who walk around with this like inflated sense of self-importance and just act as if their shit don't stink because you got a job because you know somebody's butch queen and now all of a sudden you have this title that you're clinging on to as if it really means something sickening.
And it doesn't.
Like, and it really does not. Okay, so you're someone's publicist or you're someone's assistant or you're someone's stylist or you're a creative director of West Bumblefuck production somewhere. Like, okay, but if you are not getting a salary for that title,
come on,
keep it.
Because who gives a shit?
If you still, at the end of the day, are over here getting ready to clock in at Best Buy or getting ready to clock in at Chopped or getting ready to clock in at fucking Chipotle, bitch, if you're about to go stack some fucking cardboard boxes somewhere, if you're working over here as somebody's fucking administrative assistant in a goddamn law office someplace, like, girl, if you are not collecting money,
come on,
for this, if this is not like a career, if right. this ain't what you're doing at the end of the day, if this ain't your motherfucking bread and butter, keep all of that arrogance. There's nothing wrong with being a publicist. There's nothing wrong with being a stylist or an assistant. All of those are great things, you know, and somebody's got to fucking do it. That's awesome. That's some people, that's all they want to do in life. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, bitch, if that's not your real job, if that's just something you got a business card for from fucking Zap to it or one of these goddamn websites, whatever that shit is called, if that's what, if that is all you got, then stop walking around like you're better than other people. Some of the most successful people that I know are the most humble people that I've ever met.
Yep.
So if they can be over here raking in fucking 5, 6, 7 fucking figures a year and be sweeter than fucking pie, you over here living on a bunk bed with a little fucking fake business card, get your fucking life together and stop being rude to people and stop treating people like they're beneath you. That is my fucking reason.
There's something about people who are genuinely successful that keeps them humble. Like most people that I've met who have really achieved what they wanted in life are sweet to other people because they have no reason to be bitter or upset. They've made it. They've done what they wanted to do. But there are a whole lot of people, and especially in New York City, it seems, because I did not come across this in Oklahoma City, but there are a lot of people in New York City who get these fake lofty titles and, you know, associate themselves with whatever bullshit ass production. And all of a sudden it's like, you just can't tell them shit. Like, sweetie, you're still nothing. Like, you're, you have this fake ass title and you're getting paid $0 and it's a production that zero people give a shit about.
It's not even an internship. Like, you're gaining.
Right.
Do you, like, a lot of you don't even know what it is that your title means. Like, you're over here doing what you think you're supposed to do as whatever ist this is. And you ain't. You're just clinging on to that title because it's something cute to say when Trade approaches you at Secrets.
Come on, Trade.
Nobody fucking cares, girl. Keep all of that. Until that's your real job, get your fucking life. Stop having an attitude. That's what I'm saying. Don't act like, I hate that elitist bullshit.
Right.
When you don't have anything to show for what it is that you're clinging on to.
I hate when you're doing something like great and you want to like share it with people and all of a sudden they have to like one up you and make up some bullshit about what they do. Like, sweetie, I know all about that bullshit ass fake job you had and I wasn't impressed then and I'm not impressed now.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, what can you even say?
I mean, and it's not just New York City. I know this. I think this just happens in a lot of like metropolitan areas and places.
It's big in Atlanta, too.
I was just going to say that. It is huge in Atlanta. Everybody in Atlanta is an ist. And it happens a lot in Miami. It happens a lot in Los Angeles, too.
Yeah.
So it's probably just areas that, you know, people try and go to succeed or be celebrities.
Well, I don't hang out often in Miami or Los Angeles. In fact, I've never been to either one of those cities, but I've spent quite a bit of time in Atlanta. And to hear Atlantans, ATLians, I don't know what they call themselves, but to hear them tell it, nobody clocks in anywhere. Everybody's a publicist, a singer, a dancer, an actor, a socialite, a a stylist.
And everybody knows Big Boy.
An A&R.
Everybody knows Big Boy and everybody knows Ludacris.
Somebody in Atlanta is going to work. Like, getting up in the morning, taking a shower, dropping their kids off at their mama's house, going to work, dealing with their coworkers, kikiing with their friends, having lunch, going home, cooking dinner, having sex, watching TV, going to bed. And those are the people I want to know. I do not want to meet one more fake celebrity. Not another goddamn one. Because who the fuck has time? I want people who are like, yeah, girl, on the side, I want to do this, this, this. And my dream is this, this, this. But during the day, bitch, I just go log in at fucking SeaWorld. And I just go clean the fish for the fucking dolphins. That's what I do. Yes, just be real about your shit. That is all I'm saying.
Woo, I'm so glad I got that shit off of my chest. So, what is your read? That was yours too?
That's it.
I kind of feel like ours just kind of intertwined weirdly.
No, really, because my whole thing was going to be, I hate people who are like so big on themselves for no reason. Like, you're giving yourself so much and you've done so little. Like, who are you? Like, you're honestly nobody. You have this whole fake resume full of bullshit, airy titles, and none of it really means a fucking thing. Because when you wake up in the morning, you go clock in as a receptionist somewhere, and that's the part you want to ignore. Like, why? Like, who? Like, what do you get out of giving yourself that fake shit? Do you feel good about yourself? Does it make you feel good?
That's what it is. And it makes me sad. Not really, but it makes me feel bad for people because I feel like the reason that they cling so hard to these titles is because it makes them feel better about themselves. It makes them feel like they're slow, like they're succeeding at something when they're not really doing anything. It makes them feel like good about themselves. Okay. It's like a distraction from their reality, it seems like to me. Well, because I don't know why everybody is like a fucking publicist or something like that. Like, just, there's someone has to be on fries.
Somebody does. And it's okay if you are.
It's perfectly fine.
A check is a check.
Is a check.
If you need it, then go get it. Like, there's no shame in having a regular job. And I don't get this. Like,
and even if you work at fucking Wendy's and you are doing some publicity shit or you're somebody's assistant, even if you're doing that on the side, just humbly remain in your reality.
Just remember that you come home from work smelling like chicken grease every fucking day.
And act like it.
Just act like it. Don't give yourself too damn much. Because I'm the first one to say, yes, I have a blog. Yes, I have a YouTube where I post a video every 6 months or what the fuck ever. Like, yes, I want to be a writer. I want to work with Frank Ocean. I want to work with Beyonce. I want to write a novel. Yes. But Monday through Friday, excluding federal holidays, I get my ass up and I go downtown to work. That's what I, yeah, and I'm quick to, and I love my job. I love it.
I wish I could say the same thing, but I mean,
you've already
that.
Made it, right? You're already a celebrity. You already live off your own name, so that's great for you. But for the rest of us who haven't made it.
Shut up.
I'm just saying that
I don't have a real job because I get, yes, fortunately, I can live off of doing what I'm doing now, yeah, uh-huh. But also because I just do not like taking direction. I don't like working under people. I don't like working with people. I'm just completely, like, insubordinate. I can't get a job.
A whole lot of people don't like to take direction, but they have to fucking do it because what's the alternative?
Ooh, I'm glad I'm not one of them. So,
I love my job and I'm proud to say I have one.
All right. Well,
I just want all the bitches who have a job, put your hands in the air because, bitch, I fuck with you and we're friends. If you have a job and you're not ashamed of it.
This isn't Legends of the Summer. I don't know. Like, this is a podcast.
I mean, maybe you're mad, but I guarantee you somebody.
No, just say no one can see.
No, I know they can't, but somebody right then put their hands up in there.
You're probably.
Because
right.
They feel me. Yes.
Child, that is the fucking show.
Woo! So, guys, the main question I've been getting this week is, when's the show coming out? When's the show coming out? And we like for it to air every Friday, so.
We're going to shoot for every Friday.
We're going to shoot for every Friday.
But let's not be one of those ridiculous niggas who promises things and then it just doesn't, you know. So just, we're going to also say, disclaimer, that we ain't promising shit.
Yeah, sometimes shit happens. Like right now, we have to hurry up and get the fuck out of here because scandal's coming on. So, you know, if something happens like that and we just can't tape the show, then we just can't. And we're going to apologize a lot, but
I'm not going to apologize too much because I'm surprised I'm still sitting here because scandal is about to come on.
Yeah, so.
Well,
about that. Thanks so much for all the support.
We love you so much. Don't forget that we are on iTunes. So go on over there and subscribe, rate, leave comments, reviews.
Not too many comments, because somebody said that they were going to kill themselves if we stopped doing the show.
I saw that.
Which is very nice, but also very creepy. And I'm kind of concerned for your mental well-being. So please don't hurt yourself if we happen to not do the show.
Talk to someone about that.
Yeah. Maybe Jesus.
I suggest. Yeah,
maybe
I
a
suggest
licensed
Christ.
Therapist. Somebody, though. Like, just, I want you to talk that out. We love you. Thanks so much, but don't hurt yourself.
All right. We love you. Listen to this Beyonce and get your fucking life this weekend. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We got to go.
All right. I'm Crystal.
I'm Kid Fury.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.